And here is our pal Logan Mankins, who joins us this morning from the from offensive line headquarters over there at Gillette Stadium. Hey, Logan,
the buffet?
Yeah, the breakfast buffet, more than likely. What's up, buddy?
Not much, guys. How's it going?
How you doing?
Oh, great.
Did you dress up last night?
No, but I did make the rounds. We actually, my boys wanted to hit every house in the neighborhood, so we were out there for a few hours.
What did the kids dress as?
We had everything. We had a werewolf,
yeah,
football player, a nerd,
yeah,
Cinderella.
The nerd.
Did you have the cowardly lion, or did Tom not let you borrow that costume?
No, we didn't have that one.
Now, what did you think of the cowardly lion costume that Tom wore?
Hey, it fit him great, so.
Yeah, oh, of course. It was tailor-made.
He looked good.
What'd you go as, Logan?
Yeah, what did you go as to the team party?
I didn't make it that night. I had my daughter has softball pitching Monday nights, and I'm her personal catcher that she brings.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, awesome. It's a pretty big target.
I was getting beamed with softballs instead of at a Halloween party.
Yeah, what it really is Logan is not told by Mrs. Mankins what to wear for a costume. That's why he didn't go. That's why.
Yeah. Well, she usually comes up with something, but one year we went as gothic people. Oh. That was pretty scary looking. And
yeah, Logan Mankins.
What else did we do?
As a goth.
That's a big goth.
That's a big goth.
Yeah, big goth. Big scary goth.
All right. Well, hey, last week you pull another one out, and you guys are 6-2. I think fans sometimes go, you know, what is this team? And here they are. They got to beat Miami. It's an AFC East game, and they're struggling a little bit here in the first half. When you think about it, now that you've had a week or so to think about it, what are you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly, but it's hard to say right now because offensively, anyway, we've been so inconsistent. But
yeah,
I think we are. If we could just get one game put together for 60 minutes on offense, I think we'd show a lot more improvement. And that's what we're striving for. We're just trying to get better each week. And the great part is we're 6-2, and we haven't even played our best football yet.
Yeah, well, at halftime last Sunday. Was the whole game plan changed, or I mean, what happened? I mean, it was two different teams. I mean, did they just come out flat?
No, yeah. Well, we didn't change anything, but I don't know. We executed finally in the second half. The first half we had a lot of mistakes, and we didn't do anything really good on offense. And then the second half the offense just played better, and the defense freaking killed them in the second half.
Right.
So
yeah.
It went pretty good.
Is it a matter of, you know, when you talk about the offense, you guys want to play for a full 60 minutes. Is it a matter of still, and not to dial it down to just Tom Brady, but is it a matter of Tom continuing to get familiar with rookie receivers and even Austin Colley and guys who haven't played for this team with him?
Maybe a little, but. Yeah. Offensively, lately, it's just come down to when we have good plays, it's all 11 guys doing it right, and then all our bad plays, there's always one or two guys just not doing it right. And
we had
way too much of that, and that's why our offense keeps sputtering.
Well, and people don't want to blame injuries, and I guess you can't in the NFL, but the team has had a lot of major injuries this year, including last week, Seabass, you know, and that's a loss for the offensive line.
Yeah, that one hurt. We lost the big German, and, you know, we all love that guy, and he's such a good player. And, we'll miss him, but we got another guy, he's ready to go, and Marcus Cannon, and he's been working hard this week, and he stepped in great and did a great job last week, so we're expecting him to keep that up.
Hey, Logan, it's been crazy this year. Speaking of injuries, and you know, obviously there's no excuses, but training camps are getting shorter and shorter, and guys... You know, first team guys play less and less when it comes to the exhibition games.
Yep.
And throughout the league this year, it's been nuts as far as, you know, blown knees. And I mean, last night, since he lost their best linebacker to a blown knee, or I should say best D lineman to a fully blown knee, do you think guys' bodies aren't up to snuff because of not playing as much in exhibition?
You know, I'm not sure. I think a lot of these deals are just freak deals where guys are tearing weird things that normally you wouldn't think they would. But yeah. I'm not sure. I think some of it's just tough luck. Like the other night, Seabass just got fell on the right way, and so that just took him out. Vince just stepped weird and popped something. So
yeah,
you know, you just never know. I know my injuries have always came with just someone falling on me, and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Speaking of blown knees, I wanted to get your comment, Logan Makins, on Brandon Merriweather, who he actually apologized yesterday, but he said the day before that because of the way the league has changed things, that this is a quote: "You've got to tear people's ACLs and mess up people's knees now. You can't hit them high anymore." What do you make of that comment from your former teammate?
Well, you know, you could always word things a little differently to be politically correct. So maybe he could have just said, I have to go low. I can't go high. As a result of that, someone could tear their ACL instead of saying, I have to. But,
yeah,
you know, those guys are put in a difficult spot. They're going full speed out there, and then all of a sudden they got to try to find a zone to hit someone on. And
yeah.
So I guess they just got to go low now.
Well, I watched that game between the Redskins and the Bears, and it was bogus. You know, he's a hard hitter. Yeah. He puts it all on the line. You know, he leaves his feet. And
oh, yeah.
You know, when he hit Marshall, his shoulder hit him first. His shoulder hit him before his helmet hit Marshall's helmet. And it was a clean hit. It was solid.
Yep.
And they were whining, and he took the one-game suspension. I think safeties in general and D-backs in general are totally getting jobbed by the NFL. And the pink hats are whining. You know, they're selling the game
to the women.
It's just too bad. You know, it's a big boys game. Everybody knows how it's played, and they should let the guys play. So,
I felt that's how game. I feel. But he was just frustrated. You know, if I'm those guys and I'm getting fined every week, I'm going to start hitting guys low too. So.
No, that's true. Yeah. All right. Well, Steelers on Sunday, Logan Mankins. This is a pretty good rivalry for you guys. I don't know what would you say this is a Steelers bigger rivalry than the Jets, or where how would you rank rivalry? Rivals.
Well, the Jets are right up there because we have to play them twice a year, every year. So they're probably at the top of the list. But, you know, we almost play the Steelers almost every year. I think last year was the first year in a while we hadn't played them. And we've had so many tough games with them, and it's always kind of been back and forth on who wins. And they've always had good teams and good defenses. So it's a pretty good rivalry. We know their system. They know our system. So it's always a good hard-fought game.
And how about you watch the Sox win it all on Wednesday night?
I watched. I made it to the seventh inning and couldn't hold on anymore and fell asleep once it was 6-0.
Well, fell asleep, eh?
It was 6-1.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
Yeah.
It was over.
It was a good series, and the Sox played great. And it was really good to see those guys win. All those big clutch hits they had, and the pitching was good. It was a good series to watch.
Well, and I think the teams kind of now take a page out of the old Patriots team book there about how we're a team and we're not individuals. And I think it really worked for this Red Sox team.
Yeah, and it just makes life and going to practice and everything so much funner when everyone's in it for the same reason and everyone's rooting for each other and pulling for each other. It just makes it that much easier to go out there and play.
That's why I got to get Spaz out of here. He is a cancer. He's a cancer in this studio, Logan.
Cut it at the head.
He's a one-way.
All right, Logan.
I'm like Tom Brady.
Good luck on Sunday.
Have a great win Sunday, buddy.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.